If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gulet Mfuphi on Kaya 959.
Hey, Hupi Zuman today. And of course, on the line, I've got the one and only Brains and Beauty, Googs. Good morning. How are you, my sister?
Feasting. So wonderful to touch base with you in the new year.
Happy New Year. Compliments.
Compliments. I'm tempted to say Lizhi Lejuang, but I'll keep it professional for today.
Googs, can you give us an update on the Discovery Medical Aid overpayment in claims?
100%. So this is an interesting story that actually broke last week. It made headlines because essentially Discovery Medical Aid during the early months of December had actually shared notifications and newsletter updates with a specific number of clients, essentially telling them that they had overpaid on their maximum benefits that were allowed. Now, these are errors related to above the threshold benefit on certain executive, classic, comprehensive and classic smart comprehensive plans. It impacts a small amount of their membership, but there are some customers who did receive letters. Essentially, there was an error in their system internally that did not cut or limit any payments for certain benefits and actually paid a lot more. Discovery at the time had then requested that these particular medical aid benefits should be paid back to the institution. But over the last few hours, they've actually did an about turn where they've now come back to clients to tell them that they apologize for the error. They will cover the additional costs and there will be no need for customers to actually respond by paying what they had initially quoted. So it does raise some interesting questions just around the integrity of their system, where the failures came through, why did they communicate and not expect the backlash, and also a better understanding of just how customers do find themselves typically constrained, especially during the first month of the year. But overall, I think a step in the right direction just to ensure that Discovery Medical Aid does maintain a positive relationship with its customers who typically do pay for these benefits.
And what can we look forward to in the economic week ahead?
Truth be told, it's a very quiet one in South Africa, though, Beasting. I must tell you that economic news, much of it will really start flowing in from next week, where we anticipate to get some clarity regarding our interest rates. And of course, come the month of February, we have quite a few calendar dates to be mindful of. The budget speech, several events like the mining in Durban, as well as the State of the Nation address. But beyond that, there's a lot that is happening internationally that we need to be mindful of. The U.S. Federal Reserve will be taking its decisions regarding interest rates before the end of the month. This week as well, we're anticipating the Eurozone to release inflation data. That's important because it does give us an indicator of the rate at which the cost of living increases in that market and how central banks will primarily respond. But overall, I must tell you that as we shift to markets, it's been a good start to the year 2026. The All-Share Index so far will open up from 118,110 points after 9 o'clock today. Currency-wise, this is where we have a good story to tell. Essentially, the rand has been performing at record levels. We're at 16.47 to the US dollar, 22.13 to the British pound, and now 19.22 against the euro.
And the markets, how are they doing?
Yeah, that's where we saw the indicators coming in strongly. And I think that's the one indicator we need to be mindful of, being the rand, dollar rand exchange rate. Overall, what we are seeing is that there is slightly less opportunistic or value that's being seen in the dollar. And it's translated into our rand as the emerging market. So a key highlight there is definitely the dollar rand exchange rate at 16.47.
Thank you so much, Googs.
Thank you, Beaston. Touch base with you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow then. You can catch Google, of course, on their lovely, lovely business update every single day, Monday to Friday, right here on Kaya 959 on the street and on the air.
Business update with Gulet Mfuphi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.